Welcome to Judeo-Christian Clarion Podcast on The Big Distraction in America. Today there is so much that distracts us. The definition of distraction is anything that prevents someone from giving attention to something else. So what are we being distracted from? Let's start with crime. Today in America, crime has increased by leaps and bounds. Our streets are so unsafe that people live in fear. Violent protests, which are called peaceful, and yet businesses are being destroyed and mass lootings are happening, which are being called reparations. No one takes into consideration the loss of the business owner, which creates the loss of jobs. Criminals are set free, and the innocent are called guilty. Isaiah 5:20 through 23 speaks of this. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes in drinking wine and valiant men in mixing intoxicating drink, who declare the wicked innocent for a bribe and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right. The Bible speaks about the lawlessness that will come. And it has come, and there seems to be no end in sight. We now call Christians terrorists, and concerned parents domestic terrorists. And if people do not align with the proper thinking, they are also terrorists and a threat to America. Matthew 24:9 through 13 says, "Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. And at that time, many believers will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets, news media and politicians, will rise up and mislead many people. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will become cold. But the one who endures to the end is the one who will be saved." Today we have a culture called wokeness, and if you are not woke, then you are on the wrong side of the political landscape. You are a threat to society, and you must be canceled. You can no longer speak, because you must not be heard. If you are not with us, then you are against us. And this is the thinking of wokeness. The Bible tells us that those who want to live in a godly way will be persecuted. Also that evilness will only go from bad to worse. And it has. We have seen the decline in America. We have seen it go from strength and prosperity, a beacon of light to the world, to weakness and poverty, to darkness, and no longer a leader in the world. We have lost our children over the decades because we have trusted in our institutions to teach our children what they need to know to compete in this world. We have also put our trust in the medical field to tell us the truth about science and medicine. And our doctors were trusted with our well-being and what was best for our families. But now everything must comply to wokeness. Every corporation and every institution and every health provider and even our military must teach and live and operate by an ideology that is held by people who think that only their way is the right way. Everything is now racist to the point that racism is the norm. And by being the norm, we have normalized it to the point that life itself is racism. So we can now justify murder and abortion and everything leading to death. We must now worship the God of wokeness, or else pay the price of being canceled and silenced or even put in jail. Yes, this is because we have stopped worshiping and living by the morals and ethics and standards of the one true God. And everything that we have believed and stood for and fought for over these last 250 years are no longer considered right, even though we have prospered and once was considered the greatest nation on the planet. Our history is called racist, and our ways are called antiquated, but God calls it all idolatry. In Colossians 3:5, he tells us this, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Now we are considered weak by the world, and we have lost peace and safety on our streets, and our children are no longer are being educated so that they can compete in the world. Our military is no longer the most powerful army in the world. We have become energy dependent, and we have given away our guns and tanks and other military equipment. We are left with open borders and a path that will only lead to an emboldened country to attack us. We are dying by fentanyl and of suicides because people have lost hope and are turning to drugs, and mental illness has grown by leaps and bounds. Who will save us? Judges 10:14 tells us this: go and cry out to the gods you have chosen. Let them save you when you are in trouble. Yes, even the church is into idolatry. They are no longer set apart from the world. We serve one other God. It is called climate change. The climate, the earth, has been evolving since its beginning. Archaeologists have discovered that places that are now land were once water, and vice versa. And the Arctic was once green. Maybe that's why they call Greenland, Greenland. The poles have been flipping throughout history, and that is what has been happening. The process of flipping of the North and South poles has always affected the weather, the sun, and even other planets. The warming and the cooling and the rain and the drought are also part of this process. You can check it out on the internet. It's no secret. So what is the big distraction? Globalization. Yes, the Bible speaks of a one-world government, and out of it will come the Antichrist. Revelation 13. All people will be governed by secularism, and those who rule will be like gods, and the rest of the people will live to serve them. This is why we must all learn to submit now, so when the day comes, we will all fall in line and take the mark of the Antichrist, for we will serve in his kingdom. For he shall be the devil himself, who will set himself up as the one true God. But as the book of Revelation tells us, the Messiah will come back and destroy this false kingdom. Revelation 17 and 18, and he will set up his righteous kingdom, and there will be no end. Luke 1, 23 and 24, do not be distracted by what you see or hear. This is the time to draw close to God and keep letting your light shine in the darkness.